Meeting's going to be called to order. Ms. Doyle, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Present.
Trustee Dennis Barsima. Vice Chair John Butler.
Present.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Aiden O'Brien.
Present.
Trustee Leland Strom. Trustee Eric Watsowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here. Mr. Perry, will you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Morning, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided. Pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Watsowitz.
Second, Athus.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. I want to welcome the University Advisory Committee representatives who don't appear to be here today, so I'll just say in their absence, welcome. Let's move on now. Let's see, we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have we received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we do not have any public comment this morning.
Very good, very good. I do have a spot on the agenda, too, for my comments. They will be brief. I just want to say that I'm sure the members here, as well as those folks that are not here from the board, are very, very excited about what the president will be telling us later on this afternoon. With that said, I will not belabor it. We'll move forward and move to the president's report number 186. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Thank you, Chair Gales. Agenda item 6A, entrance fee for Northern Illinois University to join the Horizon League. The university intends to formally join the Horizon League effective July 1st, 2026, contingent upon board approval of the payment of the Horizon entrance fee. The background is that on January 7th, 2025, NIU accepted an offer to join the Mountain West Conference as a football-only member effective July 1, 2026. Except for football, gymnastics, and wrestling, all other sports teams that include baseball, cross country, indoor, outdoor track and field, men's basketball, men's golf, men's soccer, men's tennis, softball, volleyball, women's basketball, women's golf, women's soccer, and women's tennis will compete in the Horizon League effective July 1, 2026. Until that time, we will remain a full member of the Mid-America Conference. The Horizon is comprised of the following universities: Cleveland State University, Indiana University, Indianapolis, Northern Kentucky University, Oakland University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne, Robert Morris University, University of Detroit, Mercy, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wright State University, and Youngstown State University. We are very excited about the opportunity to rehome our sports after we depart with football to the Mountain West. Into the Horizon League, because the Horizon League and its member institutions really share our values. They share our commitment to the success of student athletes academically, in the community, as well as in competition. There is a strong commitment across the presidents and the institutions in the Horizon League to share innovative ideas, promote leadership development and programming, and like NIU, the Horizon Universities view higher education as a vehicle for social and economic mobility, and understand the important role that intercollegiate athletes can play in strengthening community donor engagement. We have applied for wrestling and gymnastics to remain in the MAC as affiliate members, and we are awaiting that decision. But we had a great relationship in the MAC with respect to the things I just talked about in terms of values alignment and leadership development. And so we're very proud to stand here today with this recommendation and say that every one of our student athletes in every one of our sports will have the opportunity that we will continue to guarantee for them to compete regionally or in case of football in the Mountain West, but that we will strengthen all aspects of the leadership development and academic development as we view them as student athletes with the emphasis on student. So the recommendation is that the university recommends Board of Trustees approve $1.4 million for NIU to pay the entrance fee to join the Horizon League effective July 1, 2026. As is pointed out in the item, This membership initiation fee is payable in 6 annual installments of $233,333 each, and that there is, at this point, no membership fee on an annual basis in addition to this conference entrance fee, in contrast to the MAC, which did have the annual membership fees.
Very good, very good. Trustees, may I have a motion to approve?
So move, Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, O'Brien.
Any discussion?
I know for the public's viewpoint here, we're spending $233,333.33 on this. I mean, I see this, where we're going regionally and everything else here, less travel cost, I'm guessing, but from a financial standpoint, how is this a good thing for us?
Finances were obviously top of mind as we looked at the entire picture of moving football to the Mountain West, as well as rehoming the majority of our Olympic sports. And we feel that this is a positive resource decision, as well as positive from the student athlete development and competition decision. But Athletic Director Frazier is here. If he wants to add anything to that, I'm happy to let him do so.
Yeah, please.
Again, Sean Frazier, Vice President, Director of Athletics and Recreation. I would just echo what President Freeman said. The process that went into review really paid attention to the sustainability aspect of that, the regionalness, the potential, the future. The college landscape is extremely dynamic right now. And to be able to have an elite level of competition without compromising standards academically is a key component. The institutions that we will kind of reclaim, because we were in this conference underneath another name many years ago, will give us the ability to do those things in a way where we don't compromise standards. So the financial piece of it, there is a savings as it relates to travel in operational pieces with the different programs, but what it does is it increases the potential of the regional rival component with other institutions that we're competing with to be able to be a part of our environment of competition. So that's a big component of this too. Again, patterning very similar to what we talked about with the Mountain West, taking a chapter out of the military academies, Army and Navy, who actually are a part of that process right now. So. Yeah, the finances are definitely good, and we look forward for the future.
Yeah, and I guess my reason for my question is I know this is all linked together. When we met for the special meeting to approve Mountain West, there were financial considerations there which were very positive for us, which I know we couldn't mostly talk about publicly, but now this is the second piece of this that's coming together. So, and I know you've worked hard on this, yeah. But I just want to get that.
No. President Freeman can definitely talk further about that. This has been a significant journey, a massive lift, but that we're ready for. And the future here is really bright. The horizon fits in to all the things that President Freeman talked about, our shared values, our core values, and what we espouse to academically and athletically. So that's a great thing. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Folks join different conferences and we don't have like institutions. We do have that here, along with the great experience to be able to open up markets that we haven't seen, not just for the intercollegiate side of the house, but just for the institutional standpoint as well. So I'm excited about the future.
I think, Eric, I just want to add one of the things I've learned from you and from the fellow members of the board is that you can't always predict the future, but as you're preparing to face the future, that leadership matters, and the history of innovation and creativity brought to previous problems informs future problems. And I will say with both the Mountain West and the Horizon League, I feel that the conference leadership has demonstrated to be innovative and to look at opportunity with a creative and collaborative lens. And I feel good in what Sean has rightfully defined as a very dynamic time for intercollegiate athletics, joint conferences where the leaders have been creative, responsive, and innovative.
Yeah, and I applaud that we're taking leadership on this. We have not just sat still. I know there's other things going on, you know, that there's schools in the Mid-American Conference that are sitting there watching, you know, what we're doing, and we have a little bit of the first mover mentality here, and I think this is a good thing, so.
Yes.
Sean, can you talk a little bit about the reaction of the student athletes and what type of input you received from them when we were going through these processes?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I have a standing meeting with the captains. I call it the Captain's Council on top of our Student Athlete Advisory Committee. We have some requirements based on the NCAA having certain oversight, right? The real issue has been during my era here, my 12 years, has been the ability to put our students in a competitive advantage, both academically and athletically. We've seen our time, right? From COVID to no budget to small budget. We've gone through some of our battle scars. Our student athletes, our students here are just so resilient. They really are our treasure. And they're very vocal. And my students that are on our athletic teams are extremely vocal. So those sessions were really enlightening about the fact, okay, we're going to be shifting, because again, we talked about the house settlement that's going on with the NCAA, we talked about the transfer portal, we talked about name, image, and likeness, we talked about the expansion of the college football playoff. These are all things that are quite dynamic that are happening in the college landscape and to higher education, quite frankly. You throw in, you know, what's happening politically across the country, you got another little bit of layer of things happening. So the student athletes definitely have their voice. Again, just like anything, some really excited about the move, others trepidation, possibly what has it affect us. But at the end of the day, feel real comfortable that the NIU is supporting their goals and objectives academically and athletically. And today we just got a whole lot better again. So I feel really comfortable with that. But that's a great question, because it's all about the student experience. It's all about making sure that we remain true to ourselves. And this really puts us in a competitive advantage, again, academically and athletically.
Thank you. And like everyone else here, I applaud your leadership and President Freeman's on, you know, looking at things in such a holistic way. I'm always confident that whatever we do fits in mm-hmm. to the core of the university. So really, thank you.
I appreciate the question.
Hey, please.
Yeah, so just I'd like you to kind of expand on that. How do you think this would impact the students? And also, what do you think this means for the future in regards to recruiting and a little bit more about the competitive nature of it being more of a regionalized area for these sports?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I did not have a real lens about the MAC prior to coming to NIU. I had really good colleagues in the MAC, and our ADs, our presidents, our leadership, outstanding in the MAC. There's no question about that. Again, taking a look at and reacting to the landscape of college athletics. That's a big component of that, and I talk a lot about that with colleagues across the country. And part of this process is that we see the changes happening, and we have to react to the reality that things are not going to be the same. We need to embrace that. We have to move to where the students are. And right now, students have the ability to make a lot of adjustments. They don't have to be at one institution any longer and tied to a four-year career. They can get in the transfer portal and leave quickly. So that's going to change the population that we have. We'll always have students and student athletes here, but we might not see the four-year journey or the five-year journey with those individuals. So we have to make sure that we provide access and opportunity for them. So we talk a lot about what that impact looks like. We talk a lot about how to monetize one's name, image, and likeness, and what that means from a financial standpoint, and the educational components of that, good and bad, taxation, you know, overall the process of representation. What does it mean to their name, image, and likeness in perpetuity when you enter into an agreement? So all these are educational foundations that are a part of it. So there's a lot you throw in the blender there. And there's a lot of excitement, but there's also some, okay, what does that mean for me? My sport specific, very myopic to what they're dealing with. And I do think that our model, looking at things and others that have done that, and I mentioned the service academies, one of the things that are going to occur is that people are going to be a lot more strategic on what they do and how they do it when they come to NIU. You know, I think they're going to really be a little bit more discriminating about what they do relative to per sport and how they are treated and what the expectations are. So I think we provide that by having this multi-conference environment where we have certain resources, we're saving dollars, we talked about the engagement, folks, we want people, students, athletes want to be able to be on display. They want the platform. They want people to support them at the games and contacts and meets. We have now created some of that right away with some of these new renewed regional rivalries that we have. So we're hoping to get more attendance and different things of that nature as well. And it's also good to be able to save some money, to be able to compete at a level where we know that constantly that's going to be an issue that we're going to have to face. So I don't know if I answered your whole question there. You can continue to drill me on that one, but I feel really good about the things that we can do now that we could not do before based on this new model. Did I get you there?
Yeah, okay. Of course. Thank you.
Chief, your presence, before you sit down, could you speak to the teams or the sports that will not be included in either the Horizon or the Mount West?
Yeah. But President Freeman did a really good job with that. You know, we've applied for affiliate membership for wrestling and gymnastics, two great programs. They represent us well, okay, academically and athletically, really important to us. And that was going to always be the challenge. There's always that one or two scenarios where it doesn't fit totally, right? Even in the research that we had done. I feel good about where they are. I feel the options that we have for both of those programs are there. I think that based on our application and our affiliate status and all the great work that President Freeman has done as we kind of lobby to make sure that our teams stay in the MAC, we feel really comfortable with that, with the numbers. Those sports historically have been, a lot of member institutions have cut those particular sports down the line. Wrestling is a big one where folks were, if you're not in the region like we are, it's been one of the institutions have taken a look at to say, do we really want that in our portfolio? We love them in our portfolio. We appreciate what they can offer, and we think the MAC does a really great job at administering that. I feel good about that continuing it. If that doesn't happen, obviously we have other options that we are ready to pursue. But yeah, those are the two sports. And then we have soccer, who currently resides in the Missouri Valley.
Okay.
They're in the Missouri Valley because the MAC had suspended sponsoring men's soccer. So we moved them to the Valley, along with those two other MAC schools, three other MAC schools that joined us. They will move in 26 to the Horizon from there. Not this particular year, but next year. So we'll reclaim all of our sports within both the Horizon League and then the two going to the MAC.
So publicly, I don't know, can you tell us what's our annual fee for the MAC participation? It's a nominal fee, yeah?
It's a nominal fee. Normally, it's between $5,000 and $10,000. I haven't got that final.
That's for affiliate sports. I just want to be clear. That's not our current annual membership fee.
You meant the affiliate. Yes, okay. That is correct.
Okay. Any other discussion? We're going to call a question. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any objection? Any abstentions? Congratulations. We're in a new conference. All right. With that said, is there any other matter to be brought before the board today? Hearing none. The next meeting date is set for March 20th, 2025 at 9 a.m. With that said, may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So move, Wozowicz.
Second, O'Brien.
Any discussion? Well, let me just indicate we will not be having a closed session today. So after we adjourn, we are adjourned. Hearing no other discussion, all in favor of closing the meeting, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The meeting is now adjourned.